Jennifer Lee is founder and co-leader of Action Illinois, a progressive advocacy organization, and she's here to talk about the Pink Hat Run Walk and Roll that takes place in Chicago on November 4th and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Tell us about the Pink Hat Run Walk and Roll.
It was this idea that I had to bring the energy of the current women's movement together. A lot of times right now, since the election in November, we've been out protesting in the streets. We've been out fighting for our rights. And this was an opportunity for us to come together and celebrate the work that we're, all of our various organizations are doing as a large community event. The idea behind it is to come together and have fun and a sense of community, a larger community, and amplify each other's voices and the work that each other's organizations are doing.
How did you get involved?
After November, I cried for about a month, and then I decided that, you know, like Barack Obama says, don't get mad, get organized. So I went out and I founded Action Illinois with my co-lead, Debbie Bandy, and it's a progressive advocacy organization in Illinois. And so we just started working on these issues, fighting back. And then through doing all this work, I've met so many amazing women who are also doing work like this in their various communities. And I just thought, I want to do something that like celebrates what everybody else is doing. So that's kind of how the Pink Hat Run was conceived.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
So with my work overall, you know, I believe in effective action. I believe in education. I believe education is empowerment. One of the goals of Action Illinois is the first thing we always ask ourselves when we decide to do something is, does it educate and does it empower? And that is our goal, because we believe that informed citizens make better decisions and it leads towards progress for our community as a whole. So with my work, it's so important to me to educate.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ civil rights?
I look at LGBTQ civil rights as I look at all civil rights issues, and that it's my job as an ally to amplify and give a platform when I'm able to voices that are more marginalized than mine. You know, I don't want to speak for anyone else. I want to give my space to people from the LGBTQ movement to say, here, this is your space. I want to amplify your voice to talk about the issues that are important to you and that we need progress on.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
I think that so many communities that are marginalized right now, and they're being stepped upon, frankly. And it's that, you know, we kind of have to get mad and stay mad and get organized and stay organized. I mean, we just have to keep pushing. The pendulum has swung back against progress since November, and it's up to us all to be smashing that pendulum back.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with this Trump administration?
It's about organizing, but it's also about finding connectors. I think you find the people and the organizations where you can connect and find a connection, and you start building upon that work and fostering those relationships. You need to find your community. That's so important. Self-care during this time right now that's so unsettling. We have to find our communities. You know, reach out to people. Just keep reaching out until you find your people and your community, because that is what is going to lift us all up.
How can people get information about the Pink Hat Run?
So please go to our website, www.pinkhatrun.com, and all the information is there, and you can register on the first page. We would love to have all your listeners, November 4th, 9 a.m. in the South Loop in Chicago. We're super excited. www.pinkhatrun.com.
What other projects are you working on?
I'm actually in Springfield, Illinois, to lobby legislators on getting the ERA passed in Illinois, the Equal Rights Amendment. So that's a big project. I definitely want to get this done, and I'm working with a great group of women, coalitions all across the state of Illinois, and we're really excited about that because it's more than past time to have Illinois pass the ERA amendment.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I would love for people to ask how they can get involved all the time. I spend a lot of time around the whole state of Illinois having coffee with people who say, I want to get involved. So just ask, because I want you to get involved. We want you to get involved. There's so many different groups that are out there. And I have a feeling that if you reach out, people are going to find their niche, the work that they want to do. There's space for everyone within this advocacy and activism work.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I have a quote. I thought about this. I've always liked that George Eliot quote, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." It kind of keeps me going. If you feel like there are things that are not working for you, you can kind of let that go and move on and keep getting better. I just think it's never too late to make change. It's never too late to make change within yourself, and it's never too late to make change within your communities. And so just keep moving forward.